T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As promised, Jacob DeGrom, who has one of the great seasons in recent baseball history, just an incredible performance, joins Seaver, Gooden, and Dickey as, Mets who have a pitching-rich history as Cy Young Award winners, and he joins us now. Jacob, Mike Francesa on the Fan. Welcome. How are you?
Good, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on your great achievement. You obviously well-deserved off your brilliant season.
Thank you. I really do appreciate it. It's truly an honor. And, how things went for me, and, wish that the team would have done a little better, but we would have been in a different position, but it just didn't work out that way.
What does the Cy Young Award mean to you?
I've said it before, like, that was a personal goal of mine. And it's an award for the best pitcher in that league that year. And just the company you're in, win something like that, it's truly an honor. And you set personal goals and team goals, and I'm happy to accomplish all the goals that I've set out to try to accomplish.
How tough was this season, Jacob? We all watched as you would pitch these incredible games into the sixth and seventh and sometimes eighth inning and have no run support, your team struggling for runs so mightily. It had us sometimes when you'd have a brilliant 1-1 game or a brilliant zip-zip game, and you did it time after time. It had to get frustrating.
I think it's frustrating any time we don't win a baseball game. That's the goal, is to win as many games as you can and win the World Series. So whether I'm on the mound or any of the other guys, any time we do not win, I don't think anybody's really happy with how the night went. Starting pitcher, of course, you want to get wins. You want to get wins for your team for personal reasons, and you want to be able to help your team. And that's just not how it happened this year for our baseball team. And, hopefully next year is different.
Did you go out there? I mean, because of how limited the offense was and you knew it would be like that time after time, did it make you go out and pitch differently?
I don't like giving up runs. I've said that before. Put up zeros every time I'm out there. So that's kind of my mindset going into a game. Whether it's 10-0 or 0-0, I don't want to give up any runs. So I think I just took that mindset, took it one pitch at a time. And something I was big on this year was just trying to control what was in my control. When the baseball leaves my hand, it's out of my control. And as long as I was mentally and physically prepared to take the mound, every fifth day, I felt like I would give us a pretty good chance to be in a baseball game.
We've watched you be, we're talking about Jacob DeGrom, who obviously got all but one vote, first place vote, and was an overwhelming winner of the Cy Young Award, as everyone expected he would be. We've seen you pitch brilliantly in the past. We've seen you have show brilliance many other times. But this year, the level of consistency was unbelievable. What can you put your finger on was the reason why you were so consistent this year?
I said that too a couple times before. I think looking back on previous seasons, there were always a couple starts that I let get really out of hand, and kind of looking at how that happened and watching the film from those, I noticed I started getting angry and letting the game speed up on me. I kind of losing focus. You're thinking about what happened versus what you're about to do, and you just let the game get out of hand. And I really was trying to concentrate on when runners got on, slowing the game down a little bit, taking my time, having a good idea of the pitch I wanted to throw, where I wanted to throw it, and how I wanted to get that batter out. And I think looking at that and just trying to figure out a way to do it really helped me, because I feel like last year I always look back 2017, I looked back at the two starts in a row that I gave up seven, then eight runs. I found myself constantly in the video room looking at things, overthinking things, and then watching those videos, I could see the frustration and how I let it build up and how apparently I don't pitch very well whenever I'm angry. So just go out there and enjoy it and, do the best I can. But in situations like that, try to slow the game down and really focus on the task ahead versus what had happened.
You know, if you notice one number that would jump out, the year before, you gave up 28 homers, which was a big jump up from the past years. But this year, you allowed only 10 homers in 217 innings, an incredibly low number. Was that something that you thought a lot about from the year before? Now, the numbers had always been good, but that 1 year, 17, you gave up 28, but then last year, just 10 home runs.
Yeah, I know in 17 I'd given up a lot of home runs. There's nothing worse as a pitcher than giving up a home run. So you, of course, want to find a way to eliminate that. I just think Dave Island coming in and, talking about establishing the inside of the plate and just moving the ball around the strike zone a little bit more, up, down, expanding it, going in. Just keeping guys off balance as much as you can, where it's not as comfortable as a bat as if you're just sitting down your way and then you miss over the middle. It's hit really hard because of how comfortable they are. I feel like if you keep them off balance, move it around, then you get away with a few more mistakes than if they're very comfortable in the box.
Is your repertoire the same as it was 2-3 years ago? Are you the same pitcher in terms of arsenal as you have been, or do you rely more on a different pitch now than, say, you did 2 years ago or 3 years ago?
I would say it's pretty close to the same. I haven't really looked at the numbers. I'm really big on what I have that day. And you take them out there and you have to find a way to compete with it. And there's been games where you don't have a good slider, but you got a good changeup. But, I don't like giving up on a pitch. Anytime that you can keep a extra pitch, even if it's not that good in the back of somebody's head, a batter's head, then it's an advantage to you to kind of keep them off balance. Curveball, say it's not too good, but if you can flip one in there, strike one that they haven't seen all day because you didn't have a great feel for it, then you can kind of, make them think about it a little bit. So I think it's pretty close to the same depending on the day of feel, whether you got a good slider, terrible slider, good changer, just see how things are kind of going early on and then stick with that, but still have those other pitches that you can use even if they're not the best that day.
We're talking with Jacob DeGrom, of course, the Cy Young Award winner. Now, in this town, there's always a lot of noise. There's always a lot of something going on. The buzz all season with you was, will you be traded? What about being traded to the Yankees? All this stuff at the All-Star break. Obviously, none of it impacted your performance, but was it something on that you had to deal with? Was it something you had to shut out, or was it not something you even had to deal with?
I think I'm pretty good at handling that stuff, kind of blocking out the noise, looking at the task at hand. I've been a New York Met now since 2014 in the big leagues, and that's all I know. And my goal is to go out there and put the New York Mets in the best situation to win when I'm on the mound. And I just feel like that is what helped me block it out. I want to win for this team and give 100%. And the other stuff's out of my control. So every day I'm able to put this uniform on, I'm thankful for it. And I just want to continue to go out there and give 100% and just back to kind of the pitching thing, control what I can control. And the other stuff, is not decisions that I get to make.
All right, well, the Met fans all want to make sure you're here for a long time and locked up. Now, there's a lot going on. Your agent becomes the general manager. You have that. You have the idea of what you're thinking about your future. So how are you thinking about things long term? How are you thinking about things in terms of the changes that have gone on with the Mets front office? How does it impact you?
I think it's kind of the same that it has been. You know, Brody was my agent, and now he's the general manager. So now we have a common goal in mind, and that's winning a World Series for the New York Mets. So as far as the long-term stuff, I haven't really thought about it. I think, you know, yesterday was kind of the day I was looking forward to. And, you know, I continue and continue to have an open line of communication with the Mets as it was when Brody was my agent. You know, now he's the GM. So I think there will continue to be an open line of communication between the Mets and my group, and just kind of go from there and see what happens.
You expecting to be here for the, I mean, I'm sure the Mets are going to come to you with a big offer. It'd be crazy not to. Are you expecting that to be the case? Is that what you want to see happen here?
I've enjoyed my time here. Like I said, this is all I know. I really have enjoyed playing in New York in front of the Mets fans. That have been nothing but great to me. And I just think that that's, if they come at me, and it's just going to be a decision I have to sit down and make. But I have really enjoyed my time here, and really do love playing in New York.
Does the idea, I mean, you know, listen, you've earned the right to have your future decided that way financially in a very big way. It's important to everybody and take care of their family from that standpoint. So this is obviously a very important time for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we play this game because we love it. And, you know, now it's looking out for my family and what's best for us. And, you know, I think that's just part of what you consider whenever something like that is offered. I think it'd be a decision we'd sit down and think about. And like I said, I really do enjoy it here. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Do you have faith in this organization going forward now and your agent taking over? Do you have faith that this team will do the right thing and put what's needed to get you on the right kind of competitive team?
I do. You know, you can't help injuries last year, but I really do think that we will be in the position to win in 2019. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to getting things going. I really think I was fortunate enough to work with Brody as an agent, and just the way he does things, he's going to give 100%, and I think that he is going to have the best interest in mind of putting a winning team on the field. And, you know, I really hope to be a part of that.
Were you stunned when he became the general manager? Was it something you said, did you see it coming, or did you say, oh, my God, look at this?
You know, I mean, he had told me that there was a possibility. You know, I think it kind of went a little faster than I expected. You know, but I'm very happy for him. You know, and honestly, we'll probably be seeing each other more now than we did in the past. So look forward to working with him. And now we have a goal in mind, and that's winning a World Series for the New York Mets.
You've seen what it's like here when you're not winning. You've seen what it's like here when you're winning. You know that how diverse and how different it is. You've seen both sides of it.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun when we're winning. So
yes.
Yeah, that's the plan in next year. So hopefully that's the case, and I think it will be.
How about you now? As you know, for years you had a bunch of guys here, and it was all this talent, and let's see who takes what and becomes what. And clearly now you are the lead guy. You are the guy. You are the man. That has been established. How do you feel this staff looks now after you've had some guys leave, some guys stay, some guys start to really flourish like Wheeler did last year? How do you feel about this core group that you've been a big part of?
Feel good. Those guys are a blast to be around. I really enjoy getting to go to the baseball field and hang out with those guys. They're fun to watch. Even I'm not pitching, they're fun to watch. Those guys are very talented, and you know, I try to learn everything I can from them, watching them throw, and seeing how they get batters out. And you know, I think that we're gonna have a solid pitching staff next year, and I think that we are going to have a real chance to compete and hopefully win a World Series.
Do you like the idea of being the man, like being the number one guy? I mean, is that something that you've always thought about, or is it not something that meant a lot to you?
You know, I think any time that you're referred to as that, as the number one guy, that's an honor. We pitch once every fifth day. So whoever's on the mound that day, it's their day. They're the guy that day. And with the starters we have, you know, I'm confident with any of them on the mound and would be confident with any of them pitching in any big game. So we're fortunate in that sense.
Was your pitching coach or your manager, who was a pitching coach, very instrumental in what went on last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think just, you know, anytime I can pick somebody's brain and apply things to my game, anytime you can learn, I'm always trying to learn something in this game. You're never going to know it all. And just anything you can use to help improve your game is a plus. And those were two new guys that, you know, I had never talked to. And throughout the year, talking to them about, you know, getting guys out, whether it's holding runners, controlling the running game, you know, all that stuff. Anytime you can use new information and benefit your game and help put your team in a better position to win is a plus. And I think those guys were really big in helping me do that this year.
It was such a strange year with you having to, you know, to pitch like that and be 10-9 is just remarkable. I mean, you did stuff that hasn't been done in 20, 30 years, if you put all the numbers together. In some instances, hasn't ever been done before. I mean, remarkable stuff, you know, that you did this year. And instead, you had to, you know, fight like crazy for every single win. Had to get frustrating some nights. I mean, you wouldn't be human if it didn't. There had to be some nights where you're just saying, man, am I ever going to get any runs?
Yeah, I mean, you get frustrated. Like I said, you get frustrated any time the team loses. But the thing about baseball is you play the next week. There's so many games. You know, you have to kind of flip the switch pretty quick. And the last thing you want to do is, you know, say I lose a game 1-0 or something, you don't want to come in and be a negative impact on the team the next day, being frustrated about, you know, not getting a couple runs. These guys are out there giving 100%, and it just didn't seem to work out that way for me this year in the wins, but those guys were out there giving 100%, and, you know, this wouldn't have been possible without them.
You know, there are times you go out there and don't have great stuff. There's times when you have lights out stuff. It seemed this year you were so ultra consistent. How many times did you go out there this year where your stuff was what you would say was either exceptional or lights out? Was it most of the time?
There were some games where I was in the bullpen thinking, man, I don't know how I'm going to get through this one. I feel like whenever I stepped on the mound, it was like, my mentality, like, this is what you got today. Figure out a way to get some people out and stay out here as long as you can. And, you know, I think that's just part of competing and really loving to compete. And, you know, I was able to make it work the days that I didn't have my best stuff.
What are you most proud of? With all these accomplishments this year, all these staggering numbers, what are you most proud of this year?
I think just the consistency. Like I said, that was what I kind of looked at, trying not to let a couple starts get out of hand. You know, I don't know the exact – I don't know how many runs I gave up this year, but if you look at those two starts, it was both four innings. So that's 8 innings worth of work with 15 runs. I mean, that is hard to battle back from. So you look at something like that and try to figure out a way to eliminate it, even if you cut that in half somehow was kind of my mindset. You know, like, this one a little bit above what I was even thinking when I was thinking about eliminating a couple starts that I didn't really that I let get out of hand. This one a little bit above it. But I think just the consistency that I was able to go out there, you know, I had a bunch of people putting in hard work for me, scouting reports, getting together with the catchers and coming up with ways to get these guys out. And I think seeing video of myself pitching against these guys now, and just having a good game plan going in.
Well, you know this year was a tough one for the Mets, but you know all year they had you to be proud of, and this means a lot, I know, to all these Met fans that you got this honor, that you had this season, and you were their one shining light this year. So congratulations on nothing short of a brilliant season. This was well-deserved, and good luck with everything, including your negotiations. You deserve it.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Take care, Jacob, very much. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you. My pleasure. Jacob DeGrom off a brilliant season. Listen to this. The right-hander led the majors in ERA, 1.7. Opponents slugging, 277. Opponents OPS, 521. Home runs per nine innings, 0.41. He finished second in the majors in innings, 217, and fourth with strikeouts, 269. He also ended the year holding opponents to three or fewer runs in 29 straight starts, the longest single streak in Major League history. And hurled 24 consecutive quality starts, the longest streak in the history of baseball. So how about that? DeGrom was named to his second All-Star team, okay? And according to Elias, 10th time since 1920 that a pitcher had at least 200 innings, an ERA of 1.7. That's 10 times. And he's the only modern pitcher to have a sub-2 ERA, at least 260 strikeouts, fewer than 50 walks, and 10 or fewer homers. The only season for that ever produced since 1900. So he had some incredible numbers, especially 29 straight starts, three runs or fewer, the longest in baseball history. And 24 consecutive quality starts, the single season longest streak in Major League history. Remarkable consistency. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.